this notion of muscle-powered communications is actually not that far-fetched even to our modern times. To bring it a little close to San Francisco, in 1861, they were still using this notion of horse relays up into and including the Pony Express, which is a fascinating set of history. It was able to cover approximately 200 miles a day, which is not very different from what Kublai Khan was able to do. It covered close to 2,000 miles from Missouri to Sacramento, typically in 10 to 13 days. And, of course, there are all kinds of wonderful stories in the American West which surround the Pony Express. Buffalo Bill, a 14-year-old rider, was able to cover almost 400 miles in a single day on horseback as one of the longest rides. That's how Buffalo Bill plays into our communications history. The record time was to cover this 2,000-mile distance in 7 days and 17 hours with President Abraham Lincoln's inaugural address. And you could imagine the political situation that was happening at the time, the tension between the states, the rise of the Confederacy, and so on. People out in the West really wanted to know what Abraham Lincoln was going to say. And so this was an express message that came across on the Pony Express. Now, you have to compare this to other forms of travel and the ability to send messages at the time. We kind of romanticized the Pony Express. It would take 90 days to get from the East Coast of the United States to the West Coast by going around the Horn on a clipper ship, 90 days. It would take 23 days by an overland stage. So the Pony Express was twice as fast as the stage, but it was an order of magnitude faster than the stage. And so it's probably not too surprising that it didn't take very long for the Pony Express to be succeeded by a different technology, electrical telegraphy. The Pony Express only operated in the United States for 19 months, from March of 1960 to October of 1861. It didn't last very long, but it did definitely generate a lot of colorful stories. One of my favorites is, or some of the things that you could see yourself if you were to go over to San Francisco, right in the shadow of the Transamerica building on the corner of Clay and Montgomery Streets, is the headquarters of Russell, Majors, and Waddell, who were the subcontractors who ran the Pony Express west of Salt Lake City. And actually, it should say west. I have to fix that on the slide. This was run by the predecessor of the Wells Fargo Company. One of those colorful stories is on a plaque that you can see at that location that describes the arrival of the first Pony Express rider in San Francisco in 1860. The first Pony Express rider to reach San Francisco on the final relay, carrying mail from St. Joseph, Missouri to California, arrived in the city April 14, 1860, aboard the river steamer Antelope, led by a band and several engine companies. A concourse of citizens escorted the rider, mounted on his gaily decorated pony, to the offices of the Alta Telegraph Company, headquarters of the Pony Express, which stood on this spot, the Pony Express in operation April 1860 to October 1861. So imagine the ability to get information in half the time before. This was a tremendous revolution to the people living in California at the